Read that psalm together now, Psalm 6. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul, O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee, in the grave who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. The text we consider in particular is verse 2 of the chapter. Verse 2, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. When we are thirsty for physical water, beloved, we become dehydrated. And if we do not receive the water, sufficient measure that we need, we become ill, even seriously ill. It is the same way in spiritual matters. The Spirit of Christ is our spiritual water of life. And when we experience too little of the Spirit, we suffer. We suffer spiritual thirst, spiritual dehydration, spiritual illness. We need the Spirit to come to us, to heal us, and to quench our thirst. In the Old Testament, the Spirit was with God's people, but was with God's people only in small measure. In the New Testament now, the Spirit has been poured out upon the church and is in God's people in abundant measure. 50 days after Jesus arose from the dead, 10 days after the ascension of our Lord into heaven, Jesus Christ sent forth His Spirit on the day of Pentecost, the day we remember today, the day in which the Spirit was poured out upon the New Testament church in abundant and gracious measure. The Spirit was poured out then as the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of Christ, which means, among other things, that Christ comes to us. Christ comes to us in His Spirit as His Spirit is poured out. Christ Himself comes to us in the Spirit to quench our thirst. He comes to heal us. That we are reminded of by the sacrament of the Lord's Supper this morning. You notice that too is taught in the Lord's Supper form, page in my Psalter, page 93, but in the bottom of the part that starts secondly, not the preparation, but the main part of the form. For by His death, Christ's death, He has taken away the cause of our eternal death and misery, namely sin, and obtained for us the quickening Spirit, Christ has obtained for us the quickening Spirit, that we, by the same, that is, by the Spirit, and then the parenthetical statement, who dwelleth in Christ as in the head and in us as His members, the Spirit dwells in Christ the head and in ourselves as members of Christ, that we, by the Spirit, might have true communion with Him and be made partakers, sharers in, and enjoyers of all His blessings of life eternal, righteousness, and glory. And then also in the prayer that follows, we read once again of the Holy Spirit, that our afflicted and contrite hearts, through the power of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, may be fed and comforted with this true body and blood, yea, with Him, true God and man, that only heavenly bread, that we may no longer live in our sins, but He in us and we in Him, and thus truly be made partakers of the new and everlasting covenant of grace. It's by the Spirit that all of that is true. And it's by the Spirit that that's true, as the form says, for our afflicted and contrite hearts. Afflicted hearts. Afflicted with sorrow for our sins. Our text also speaks of this need of healing for our afflicted souls. To help us partake with understanding this morning, we consider this text for a few moments under the theme, Prayer for Spiritual Healing. Prayer for Spiritual Healing. First of all, healing needed in the prayer. The psalmist and we ourselves confess that we need healing. And then secondly, mercy pleaded. A plea for mercy. The text is a prayer. You find twice in the text the words, O Lord. The psalmist is addressing God in prayer. And it's a prayer for healing. He says literally, heal me, heal me. He says, I am weak, meaning I am weak with my illness, with my sickness, and Lord, heal me. That's not only the psalmist's prayer, that's our prayer as well. That's our prayer often. Often we may bring that prayer and ought to bring that prayer unto God and say to the Lord, Lord, heal me. I am weak. I am not doing well. I am sick. I am one who is ill. Really, we can pray that always. So long as we are in this world and so long as we have a sinful nature, we can pray this prayer unto our Lord. We pray this especially this morning as we come to the Lord's Supper. Some say that this psalm is really a prayer for physical healing and only for physical healing, for on account of a physical weakness. It may be that the psalmist was physically sick as well as he wrote this prayer, as he made this prayer to God. But that's certainly not the main point, but certainly not the emphasis of the psalmist. Those who view the psalm that way would point out, verse 2, our text, that the psalmist speaks of his bones. And so they would say it looks as though he's speaking of something physical. My bones are sore vexed. In verse 5, they point out that he speaks of death. He speaks of the grave, that he must be grievously ill, ready to die physically. Verse 5, for in death there is no remembrance of thee, in the grave who shall give thee thanks. But a closer look at the psalm reveals that the prayer of the psalmist is one for spiritual healing because of spiritual weakness. We notice that, first of all, because the psalmist mentions not only bones, but he mentions his soul. And as it were, in the same breath, as he mentions bones, he mentions soul. Verse 2 says, "For my bones are sore vexed." And then verse 3, immediately following, "My soul is also sore vexed." And then verse 4, "Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake." It's a sickness of soul. That's especially that which grieves and afflicts the psalmist at this time. And then too, in verses 6 and 7, we see what his malady is, what his illness is. It's that he is full of grief. He speaks of his grief and of his weeping. "I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief." That sounds and is a sign of spiritual sickness and illness. And then finally, we read in verse 7 and in the remainder of the psalm that his illness comes from, and his grief comes from, his enemies. Verse 7, "Mine eye is consumed because of grief, it waxeth old because of all mine enemies." That's why he is sad. Not only because he has some physical weakness, some physical illness, but because of his enemies. It's a spiritual battle that causes him weakness and sorrow. He needs spiritual strength then, and healing. "O Lord, heal me spiritually," the psalmist says. "Heal my soul." And, "O Lord, my soul is weak. Strengthen me," then, is his prayer. Call your attention this morning especially to two reasons for the need of spiritual healing. First of all, forgiveness of sins. That's what the psalmist needs. Spiritually, he is sick and he needs to be forgiven of his sins. That's the healing that he needs. We read of that too in Psalm 41, another psalm of David. Psalm 41, verse 4. There he writes, "I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee." The same, very similar to the text that we're considering this morning. It mentions a desire for God's mercy. "Be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee." The psalmist and ourselves become sick with guilt when we sin against God. Guilt comes into our soul and troubles us and wearies us and causes us grief and sorrow. And so we cry out to the Lord, "Heal me." With what healing do we desire to be healed? With the knowledge of the forgiveness of my sins. "Reassure me again, Father, that I am forgiven of all of my sins, that they are washed away, that they are atoned for by the blood of Jesus Christ. Heal me. Forgive me." Then also, the psalmist, or the second reason that one would need spiritual healing is one needs the grace of the Spirit in sanctification regarding the battle against our enemies. Turn your attention to that once again in the psalm, verse 7 and following. "It waxeth old," that is his eye, "consumed of grief, waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication, the Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly." The psalmist has been afflicted by enemies, and that too we can understand. Always our life is a struggle over against the forces of sin. We wrestle in this life, Scripture tells us, with spiritual powers which seek to come after us. The devil and his hosts seek to lead us into sin, seek to tempt us, seek to fill us with all sorts of doubts and temptations and troubles in life. And so it is on account of our enemies that we grow weary, that we are filled with grief, that we are spiritually sick. So we need healing. We need the Spirit. We need the Spirit to sanctify us, to strengthen us, to empower us, to withstand our enemies, to withstand their temptations, and to go forward in a holy life. Both of these needs, both the forgiveness of sins and the power of sanctification, both of these needs are met by the Spirit. Important that we remember it is the Spirit who assures us of the forgiveness of our sins. The Spirit is not only a Spirit of sanctification, but He's also the Spirit of justification. The Spirit is given unto us to equip us with faith and to strengthen our faith so that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and believe that He has forgiven us all of our sins and that He has imputed to us His own righteousness. The Spirit works that in us. The Spirit gives us that glorious knowledge. The Spirit comes to us also in sanctification. He is, after all, the Holy Spirit, the one who makes holy those whom, in whom He dwells, not only testifying to us, as true as it is, that all the obedience of Jesus Christ is imputed to our account, but also one who comes into us and makes us begin to obey our God and to walk in His ways, to be healed of our spiritual weakness and illness, and to begin to praise and glorify God. Both of these needs, then, for forgiveness and for sanctification, are met by the Spirit. Both of these needs are also met by the Lord's Supper, as the Spirit works through the sacrament, works through that good means. We come to the Lord's Supper then, we come to the Lord's Supper this morning. And in coming to the Lord's Supper this morning, we come to Christ. We come to Christ, our death, the one who died for us, the one who died in our place, the one who gave Himself to death upon the cross for us, to work out for us an atonement, and then to send forth His Spirit unto us with the announcement of that atonement, thereby to forgive us in our souls of all of our sins. Come to Christ not only as our death, but come to Christ also as your life, the one who lives for you, the one who reveals Himself as your living Savior in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, the one who has risen again, and who imparts to you His own regeneration life, the regenerating strength of His Spirit, who heals us both as to the forgiveness of our sins and as to our need for sanctification. For this we pray this morning as we approach the Lord's table. We pray the same words of the psalmist in our text. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is troubled. My soul is full of grief on account of my sins. And my bones, mention the bones, because the mention is made there of the structure of one's spiritual life. All the structure, all the strength of my spiritual life is vexed, is broken down. And so, Lord, heal me. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. We pray that, we pray for healing then on the basis of God's mercy. Only on that basis. We do not come to the Lord and say, Lord, heal me because I am, and then we can fill in the sentence, heal me on the basis of my good works, or on the basis of my faith, or on the basis of my holiness, or even on the basis of my weeping. Not at all. Heal me, O Lord, on the basis of Thy mercy. And we can pray that with confidence, as we pray that also in the right way, acknowledging our sickness. That's how we come to the Lord. That's how we come to the Lord in the right way. The way we come to the Lord is worthy partakers. Do not come to the Lord this morning to say, Lord, I am strong. Lord, I am healthy. Lord, I have no need. But we come to the Lord this morning saying, Lord, I am weak. That's the way. I am weak. And I am sick spiritually. I need Thy strength and Thy healing. We come to the Lord this morning in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper also in the way of believing, trusting that the solution, the healing is not found in us or found in this world or found in anyone other than Jesus Christ, believing in Him, His forgiving power, His righteousness, His sanctifying Spirit, His regenerating life. Believing He is able to heal me. And then we come also the way of the sanctification that the Spirit works within us. We come purposing to go forward in godliness. We come to the Lord's table laying aside without pretending, but sincerely laying aside all sin, all iniquity, all hatred of one another, or unholiness with regard to God. We throw that aside. We hate it. We come to God in the way of being firmly resolved to walk according to His commandments and to love one another. As we come in that way, we also then come at the very same time on the basis of God's mercy. And on the basis of God's mercy is shown to us, is demonstrated to us, and has worked out for us in Jesus Christ our Savior, and especially has seen and worked out in the cross of Jesus Christ, where He suffered obediently on our behalf as God's merciful mediator, as the one appointed by a God who loved us in eternity, demonstrated His love for us in giving to us a Savior, Jesus Christ. Have mercy upon me, we say. Only have mercy upon me, O Lord. And as we come to the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, beloved, looking to Jesus Christ and clinging to Him and His righteousness and His life, then we can come, and we ought to come, we must come, assured and confident that we will be received and we will be healed. Our sickness will be healed by the power and the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And we will be healed to the glory of the name of our God. We come with that assurance, beloved. We come with that comfort on the basis of the mercy of God in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Father, we thank Thee for Thy Word. We thank Thee for Thy Son who heals us. We thank Thee for His Spirit, which He has poured out upon us, and by which we are healed. We think of all the many, many miracles of healing that our Lord Jesus performed in His earthly ministry, all of which point us to, and again, even as the sacrament, comfort us and assure us in the weakness of our faith that we too are healed by the mighty, gracious hand of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, so work in our hearts by Thy Spirit through this sacrament that we can testify to the glory of Thy name that we have been healed by Thy grace. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.